hoping nothing works. You've
good morning. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 46 degrees on this Wednesday edition. It's hard to believe it's already Wednesday.
Totally.
Wow, it's hot day. Okay, I won't go there. But it's Wednesday. We're glad to have you with us right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. We want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
We have such a good time, you know, just talking with our guest, and it's amazing how connected we all are, which on Unity Day, just a message of be kind to each other. You never know who their brother might be. We'll tell you more about that.
We've got Peggy DePass joining us. She's with Rock Hill Gymnastics, and good morning to you, Peggy.
Good morning.
So between the four of us in this room, we found out we all know someone related to your family, including yourself. I've known you for 20 years. So we have all connected to every part of your family. So you truly are a member of the Palmetto Mornings family.
Thank you.
And I happen to say how gorgeous your teeth are. And you shared the name of your orthodontist, and it's
Dr. Michael Reardon. He's my brother.
Who happened to do my kids' braces. So it's like, of course. Radio works, y'all.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you come on this show, you get showered with nothing but pleasantries, for sure. But
some more than others. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. We're equal opportunity
that's
here.
That's true. Well, the Rock Hill Gymnastics, one of the many folks that will be part of the 38th annual Boo Ha Ha on Saturday, October the 30th. Old Town Rock Hill, Fountain Park, 11 to 1. Peggy, talk a little bit about what was it about Boo Ha Ha that Rock Hill Gymnastics said, you know what, we should be part of this.
Well, we absolutely want to be a part of our community. We want to reach out. We thought this was a great way to reach out to children because that's who we empower. That's who we want in our gymnastics program. We want to teach them the strength of gymnastics, the great values it teaches you, you know, discipline, commitment, and it does. It builds strength and coordination, agility, all these things. And, you know, Boo Ha Ha reaches a lot of kids that maybe we don't know about and don't know about us. So
perfect.
It's a great way to reach out.
And a lot of parents that want a way to let their kids have some sugar, but let them go somewhere else to work off all the energy.
Exactly.
Gymnastics is great.
It is.
Peggy, you all offer an after-school program. Who is that open to? What does that look like? And is this like your gymnastic classes, an open enrollment?
It is. An open enrollment year-round at Rock Hill Gymnastics. Our after-school program, we have buses that go to every Rock Hill elementary and middle school. And then we also reach the Fort Mill schools. So anybody in those schools, welcome. We pick up three. Your kids can stay till 6 p.m. We watch them during the day. And then when we're off, we have full daycare on those days.
That is so great.
Yeah.
I think sometimes there's a misconception that, well, my kid's never going to be, an Olympic athlete. So why would I want to put them in gymnastics? You just pointed out things that are great for everybody at every age.
Absolutely. If you do gymnastics make you better at other sports. You know, that core strength is good in every sport. The agility, the coordination, hand-eye coordination, those things are really important. Even at a young age, gymnastics can help.
I got
toddlers.
A quick question.
Yes.
Okay. So we're seeing more kids spend time behind a screen and less time outside. Over your, you know, experience of teaching and being, I'm sure you're a gymnast yourself,
because
I can tell, which is a good endorsement for doing gymnastics, if you want to look great.
Oh, thank you.
As you're a mother of five. Amazing. But have you seen a change in some of the coordination, some of the core strength of youngsters coming up today?
Absolutely.
You have?
It is.
Tell
it's
us more.
It's sad that kids don't know the basic how to skip. They don't know how to hop on one foot anymore. Even walking stairs, they tend to walk 2 feet instead of one at a time. So I put stairs out in my class.
So you're teaching occupational therapy.
I am. I'm teaching basic things. You know, they need to be able to hold their weight on their hands. That's a really tough one. So we just put them down, walk their feet up the wall.
And Peggy, what about what they call...
wait, that was a zinger. We went from going upstairs to holding your weight on your hand. That's a handstand, right?
Well, it is. But you don't have to hold it in the air. You can still put your feet on the wall
okay,
and hold
okay.
your weight.
Okay.
And it's It's a great strengthening skill.
What
about what they call it cell phone shoulders? You're hunched down over your cell phone. I've heard a lot of folks say they have to work that out.
I don't notice that in the smaller kids.
Well, that's good.
I think posture's still okay. We're still, we sit up. They do like to. But every kid, if you see a mat, they want to lean on it instead of sit up straight. Yeah. It's just more comfy, and it's fun. But
We're speaking with Peggy DePass, one of the co-owners for Rock Hill Gymnastics. Peggy, folks might say, I didn't know much about Rock Hill Gymnastics, but you do because it was Thomas Gymnastics for a long time here
in
the city.
Thomas Gymnastics, over 20 years here in Rock Hill. And the owner of that, Sally Thomas, was opened up a branch in Myrtle Beach because her daughter and her son were there, and then her daughter had a baby, and so she was ready to be with the grandkids. So she wanted to be in Myrtle Beach permanently. So she was ready to sell. And I worked at Thomas Gymnastics for 10 years prior. Chris Orr, my co-owner, was the head coach there for 12 years prior, and it was just a good fit for he and I to, with our spouses, to purchase Thomas Gymnastics from Sally and take it over. It was our home.
Where
we love it. We love
located?
The kids there. We wanted that to be continuous for them without it being a totally different place for all these kids to go that were already a part of Thomas Gymnastics.
Awesome.
It was wonderful.
Where is the location?
It's 400 Mount Gallant Road. So if you're between Anderson and Manchester Meadows, it's in that section of Mount Gallant.
Kind of like a little shortcut.
Their neighbors behind them will be the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
So I travel that
you're
road.
You're training some. That's going to be some opportunity for some cheerleaders.
We really hope some of those players' daughters come. It would be wonderful.
I'm sure they will.
Peggy, you mentioned you always have open enrollment. Yes. That's a misconception because I've heard a lot of folks say, I'd like to get my kids in gymnastics, but it's now October. I should have done it in August. You would say?
No, absolutely not. There's no time limit. For team, absolutely, but for recreational gymnastics, year-round open enrollment, you can start any time of the month. We will prorate it. We'll pop you in, get you going.
What about age?
We start at 2.5 in my preschool classes.
This is
we
great.
Do have mommy and me for younger with their parents
Love
to come
it.
In. And then all the way up, through high school.
I was hoping maybe like 60 plus.
We have dabbled in adult classes.
They're not as committed.
They are not as committed. So we.
Patty,
I've heard that.
You can take Collins and you can be in the mommy and me class for both of y'all.
Yeah.
I'll loan her out for an hour. And to going back to Patty's point earlier, there's a misconception that, gosh, I just don't want my kid to get in gymnastics. I don't got the time or the energy, and they're not going to be an Olympic gold medalist. But to your point, it's just it benefits everything in life, and you can tell when someone is a dancer. I'm looking at Patty, when they're a ballerina or where they're a gymnast. They just carry themselves all through life a little different than the rest of
us. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. They do.
Well, I'll tell you, and Lucas and I have talked about this before, school was not my confidence builder, but being on the Rock Hill Gymnastics team and doing something unique over different from my classmates gave me the confidence that it transfers. When you feel like you can do at least something well, it transfers to the classroom and builds your confidence there too.
Well, you can learn more about Rock Hill Gymnastics at any time, but if you really want to see them in action, come out to the 38th annual Boo-ha-ha on October the 30th. It's a Saturday, Old Town Rock Hill, Fountain Park, 11 to 1. Special guests will be there, safe trick-or-treating, costume contests, and our gymnastics friends. They always put on a great show, and you can learn more about them on Saturday, October the 30th. Peggy DePass. Peggy, tell your whole family hello from all of us
Thank
here.
Thank you, I will.
Including your brother.
Thank you guys for having me.
No problem.
Alrighty.